Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hands.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where we are still trying to find how you locate the hamstring on a voodoo doll.
Pork storage.
This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
Who is in a black jersey, but it's not the United's black jersey that they're wearing yesterday, which by the way was a rather nice looking kit, but unfortunately the only nice thing about potentially this entire game. We will get more into that a little later, Vishal.
Yeah.
But first, let's get the perfunctory rest of the matches updates out of the way. Champions League knockout leg, second round of games, the first legs. Bayern Munich pretty much annihilating Beşiktaş, making their trip to Turkey more or less just a holiday. Surely we expected that.
Yeah. They discussed on the field as to where they want to go next and what should they should do next.
Unlike Arsenal, who discussed it beforehand.
I think they did miss London though.
And of course we had Roma beating Shakhtar Donetsk 2-1, close game.
Yep.
Good game of this leg, but really the game of the leg and the one that we want to talk about first,
yeah,
would be Chelsea 1, Barcelona 1.
Yep.
Some game, Vishal.
Oh,
and
great game.
And like you said, it felt like a final more than,
yep,
a knockout game.
Yep. I think for one, all 11 players on both sides of the team bought the A game to this game, where they knew what is at stake. They had a sense of history about the fixture, what's happened in the past in the fixture, and there was enough and more talk about what has happened in the past in the, before the game kicked off. And for some strange reason, Chelsea decided to remind somebody that he had not scored against them. And the last time when Neuer decided to do something like that, Neuer was left on his backside. So that was not a great idea. But overall, I think it was a great, great performance, great game of football where it was very evenly contested. And I think both teams could have easily come away with a comfortable win, or both teams could have easily been beaten pretty easily as well. So there was that level of performance which was top level from both teams at throughout the 90 minutes.
Although on balance, we felt that probably Chelsea deserved
on sheer chances,
get out with
yes,
a win here. Chelsea, we were discussing the other day, were,
yep,
channeling their 2012 vibes.
Yep.
Willian in place of Ramirez in terms of the 2012 analogies, hit the post twice,
yep,
in the first half.
Yep.
And
in
then
hindsight, he was just, you know, getting ready to finish it finally.
And then finally found his range and the target,
yep,
in the second half.
Yep.
With a fantastically worked goal, Vishal, this was off a short corner actually. I was thinking about that move,
yep,
and I thought that Chelsea would want to send a long corner in and,
yep,
try to out-hustle Barcelona inside the penalty area.
Yep.
They did the smart thing, moved,
yep,
it out.
I think they definitely noticed the trend that when Willian took the shots in the first half, there was not enough closing down happening from Barcelona. So they did see that window of opportunity where you can take your long-range shots, and Barcelona didn't seem to learn throughout the game, in fact. So they were long-range shots was something that Chelsea noticed were working and finally scored from that as well. So yeah, and if you really look at Chelsea, the way they set up, they played with a false number 9, which was Eden Hazard. So that means their primary objective was not to occupy the penalty box, it was to occupy outside the penalty box. And I think that pretty much where they outplayed Barcelona, because center of the park, I think Barcelona really did really outplay Chelsea. But what happened was Fabregas started playing those good early balls, which these three guys, Pedro, Hazard and Willian, could easily chase down. So
and they were set up well,
yep,
for that counter attack.
Yep.
And in fact, we noticed a lot of the shots were from outside the penalty,
yep,
area,
yep,
which again kind of lends,
yep,
credibility to the theory that they were looking for that. by around the 70th, 75th minute, you felt that Chelsea had worked themselves back into the game. They were overwhelmed initially by the amount of possession Barcelona had. Not surprising.
Not surprising.
Every opponent against Barcelona kind of deals with that. But eventually, beyond that is when Barcelona just started getting themselves back into the game. But Chelsea's main problem, they allowed them an easy pass.
Because I thought after that performance that they put in, that was not fair to themselves to, you know, concede a goal like that by just, like you mentioned earlier, practically
literally taking the eye off the ball.
You could not explain a professional team really doing that at this level when the stakes are so high. It's not like you're leading 4-0 or 5-0. You are leading 1-0, and that crucial mistake could be the reason you are not progressing from the Champions League, although you gave a performance worthy of qualifying. So
because the gift of an away goal and
to who?
Of all people.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi, who would not have missed from
correct
from there.
Yep.
So that game ended 1-1, setting up nonetheless a very, very interesting second leg at Camp Nou. Speaking of interesting, the opposite of it was happening in Sevilla. Sevilla 0, Manchester United 0. United, last 7 times they have played Spanish opposition, have not scored. Games have ended 0-0. So, like Opta put it, inevitable. Another surprising statistic from the night, Chris Smalling had fewer aerial battles won than David De Gea. Basically, Smalling had 0, De Gea had 1. All these stats came out, Vishal, because we witnessed a rather odd performance from Manchester United, possibly the weakest performance among the big teams of the lot.
Absolutely. So, like, I think Mirror had put out an article this morning about how after this performance it was clear that the bridge between United and the rest of the contenders in the Champions League, where it clearly did look like United could do not have what is required. Players-wise, they do have what's required, but do they have the system, the setup and the discipline required to really go out and beat a top team? Unlikely, and I don't think that's... I think United proved that yesterday with a very, very indifferent performance.
And yesterday words like indifferent, turgid, slow, all those were used. But let's talk a moment in terms of Mourinho's tactics. Sevilla did not exactly cover themselves in glory in terms of the performance they put in. United had the chance to sneak in something.
It's one of those games, right?
Lukaku again missing.
Yeah, like it was one of those games where two bad teams and one played worse, or one didn't play at all. Because if United had decided to play, they would have won yesterday. Because, like you said, Sevilla at no point were really looking like world beaters. They were at no point playing out of their skin. They just played and had the chances simply because United refused to move forward. United refused to create chances. United players had no clue what their role was. And I don't know what the thinking was behind the squad. I'm a big fan of Scott McTominay. I like that fact that he's keeping faith in the youngster, but I'm not sure what in this system what value he's able to add.
And so let's talk about the Pogba situation, because McTominay was ostensibly a replacement for Pogba. But then in a Shakespearean twist, Ander Herrera pulls his hamstring. Mourinho has to put Pogba on. Who clearly did not feature in his game plan. And it made Pogba look completely out of sorts also.
So now, this is, I think, a move that Mourinho has pulled off in every club, where at some point when things are not going in his favour, he has found a scapegoat in a player. And in United, it's pretty easy to find the scapegoat because Pogba has not been delivering. And while he's not been delivering, it has multiple reasons. One being playing in a defensive position. Like what is Pogba doing in front of the back four? Nobody will ever understand. So I think Mourinho's identified his target. It's about what happens for the rest of the season. Because I don't want to comment on this anymore, because I think the media is going to comment on this and make whatever they have to of this. But it's not a great situation. I think we have a great player who we're not utilizing correctly. And obviously he's bound to be frustrated. At the same time, he's sulking way too much. He's not putting the effort as well. So I don't know. In between these two fights, I think United lose. So, yeah.
Okay, and we have about a minute to go, Vishal. So let's quickly talk about what happens in the second leg then. It's pretty clear that United with the home advantage, have to go for the win.
Yeah.
But
I think in Mourinho's eyes, this was a great performance. I think this is what he set out to do, with a clear sheer lack of attempt to move forward or create anything or win anything. So I think in Mourinho's eyes, he looked at this as the right result. But however, for me, it's the right result for Sevilla, because Sevilla, I'm telling you, when they came into this game, their first objective was not to concede an away goal. So now they're going in a situation where they have nothing to lose. They've literally put themselves in that situation where they have nothing to lose. They can actually go and try hit United on the counter and score that first away goal, or any away goal for the matter, and put pressure on United. So United have put themselves in a situation where they need a performance. They just don't need a victory. They need a performance in the second leg where it needs to be a 2-0 or 3-0 and above, because they need to practically knock Sevilla out with whatever they do.
Because otherwise Sevilla remain in the game all throughout.
Yep.
Even
yep.
if you are leading 2-0 at
yep.
half-time,
yep.
They just barely
Absolutely.
Need a goal
and
to really put
this
panic
was
the through
the ranks. United tried against Basel last year, and we took it all the way to the deep end of extra time to really win this game, and that's exactly what the situation you put yourself in here as well. Where if you do not put in a performance and if you try to defend at home, I think Sevilla are going to come and score that away goal, so United need to put out a performance.
Right, and we will be keeping a track of all of that, plus the other games.
Yep.
And once that happens, I mean, Vishal, we just discussed another possibility.
Yep.
That in case all the English teams make it to the second round, plausibly can.
Yep.
There is a high probability that United end up drawing Liverpool.
Yep.
A possibility both of us are not really looking forward to.
I'm not looking forward to football for the rest of the season. United have killed me.
But we'll see how that goes. Let's not speculate too early, because Vishal was out for lunch with Liverpool fans, and they still are keeping their fingers crossed.
That's not a zero loss.
Do not lose 6-0 at Anfield. Gotta love the optimism there. But anyway, we're back to our regular beat. Next week, we will be talking about the
Premier League again.
And of course, we have a special episode lined up, Vishal. We have some managerial issues
yes.
to discuss.
Yes.
That will be coming your way shortly.
Yep.
In the meantime, you can find us on Pocket Cast or any other podcatcher that you use. Look for us on Audioboom, audioboom.com/soccersense. That's our channel. Or you can find us on Twitter @SenseSoccer and let us know how we're doing. So that's about that for this week from Soccer Sense, our penultimate episode. Before the episode hits on our 5th anniversary, we will keep you updated about that. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off. Along with Vishal.
Pray for somebody who deserves it.
See you guys next time.